Well, we wasted a good, I don't know, good amount of time. Now I just want to talk about old TV shows.
I know, me too.
You want to do that?
Let's go for it. Absolutely.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Wait till next week to do a normal show, I guess.
Yeah.
Alrighty, I guess whenever. This will be interesting.
It will be.
So, this will not be a normal show, people. So, it's not going to be a normal intro. I just decided to not do a normal intro. But, literally, a couple seconds right before we started the theme song, we decided, screw the show notes we have, and we're just going to do an impromptu show about old TV shows, cartoons, whatever. And we'll talk about current stuff, of course, but...
Yeah.
This is the Geeks for the Win podcast. It's episode 61, and I am William, and I'm joined with Stuart.
I like long walks on the beach and texting and scones.
Alrighty. Henry is not here.
Wow,
so...
you didn't get that one? Wow.
I'm tired. What's that from?
Doctor Who reference.
From when? From what?
The last episode.
When did he say that?
When he was talking to Rory alone about Amy... By getting together with Amy, like, you guys should go on a date of texting and scones.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I guess we can jump into the last Doctor Who then.
Okay.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was awesome.
I have to agree. I thought it was way... I'm so glad they didn't do a two-parter like last year.
Yes.
Because I think that would have been terrible. I loved the first part, doing a one-parter. Some of the things they did, you could kind of maybe pick at and tear apart and say that's inconsistent or doesn't make sense, but I don't care. I'm happy. Everything seemed to work out.
At the beginning, when he was talking to the... What's the name of the robot? The little people?
The Tesselector?
Yes, the Tesselecta. When he was talking to them and he walked out the door, I actually yelled at the screen, "Ask them to help! They're perfect to help!"
Well, that's what my old boss over at the TARDIS plan, that's what they said, like, back when that episode came out, Let's Kill Hitler came out.
I totally forgot that they said that.
Well, technically before that, they said it was going to be, like, the flesh doctor was going to be the one who died or whatever, and I kept thinking, you know, nah, it's gonna be the flesh doctor, it's not gonna be some robot. That I don't see how they can do it, but yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I just yelled at the TV, "Ask them to help, they will help you."
It'll work. And I guess spoilers,
the doctor doesn't die.
Yeah, I totally knew the question.
I didn't.
Oh, come on. That's like the only thing we don't really know is like what his name is.
Well, it's supposedly Amy's secret.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's Amy's secret or not. I don't.
If Amy has a secret.
I don't know. I think maybe her secret hasn't been told or I don't know. It could be a variety of things. But I always get excited whenever I hear, you know, whenever it's cheesy and they're like, Doctor Who.
Exactly.
You know, normal. I'm like, exactly. I actually say exactly whenever they do that. I'm like, exactly. Awesome. But, because it's just a geeky thing for me, you know, geek senses tingle. And no, that's not gross. not that kind of way. but yeah, I really liked the episode. I think the first half of the season was kind of meh, but the second half was really good.
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah. We'll probably have an episode where we talk more about this, like a special Doctor Who episode.
Yes.
That's what we were talking about. And I know we have a couple writers. I'm using that word very, very loosely. who would love to talk about Doctor Who, but the second half was really good.
It was.
I think there was only maybe one episode I didn't like. It's not that I hated it, but yeah, I definitely love that, and I love the fact they brought some of the old characters back. They brought Charles Dickinson and Winston Churchill. The blue guy.
That dude.
The blue head.
That dude, yeah.
I can't even say his name even if I knew it.
I don't remember his name.
The big blue guy, that's what I called him, but now he's the big blue head.
Yes.
And did they have anybody else? I don't remember.
There was the Solaran, the doctor that helped him.
Yes.
He came back.
Okay. I thought there was somebody else. But yeah, definitely liked it. Definitely thought it was clever and very entertaining. And I'm looking forward to watching it again.
Yes.
And sadly, we have to wait till Christmas.
And then Easter.
And then,
end fall. Of the year.
Yeah. Which I blame the Olympics. I don't want to.
You blame the Olympics?
Because that's the reason why they're postponing it. It's the Olympics are in England.
I figured it would be like to have as much Doctor Who on 12-13 as possible. Not 12-13, 21-13. Fuck, I can't think of the year.
2013.
Yes.
Okay, you could have just said that.
Yes, the 50th. I was gonna say the year. 2013.
But I'll only be okay. I'll only be happy with this is if David Tennant lights the torch. I'll be happy if he does that. If not, I'll be mad the whole entire time because it'll definitely be worth it because that would stay some part of Doctor Who being real. So
I want to see everybody disappear. just the entire crowd just go poof. Where is everybody?
As much as I really didn't like that episode, I still want that to happen, though. The David Tennant lighting the torch.
Oh, they totally should. But they won't.
I don't know. Maybe the BBC has some pull in London. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. He's definitely big over there. And anyways,
We should start a petition.
Yeah. Actually, there's a Facebook group where like for David Tennant to host Saturday Night Live.
That'd be awesome.
I think I joined it just I knew it was I knew it'll it would never happen, but that would just be like amazing.
That'd be awesome.
It would. It truly would. So, that's a actual group. Let me look the actual thing up. Yeah, David Tennant to host SNL. And yeah, it only has 977 likes. So, yeah.
Make that 978.
But anyways, I don't know where we should start. There's so many things. I guess let's talk about some present stuff first. Get that out of the way.
Okay.
So I guess we've been trying to start it. How has your week been, Stuart?
It's been fine. I got the new Superman comic, Superman number one.
Okay, how was it?
It was not as good as I hoped, but it was okay. Like it starts off with like the Daily Planet, like a shot of the Daily Planet, and then it gets torn down because they're building a new one. Because the day of print is dead, and now like apparently like the Daily Planet has like a news station on TV. And a radio station, I don't know.
I was hoping you would say they had an app.
I don't know, they might do electronic, I don't know. That it never said.
That'll be an episode 2. Or issue two.
Issue two. It was kind of meh. You know, apparently like, Superman's been away for a couple years.
Oh, wow.
Now he's back. Lois Lane is married to some other dude. So it's basically Superman Returns.
Ooh. Ooh. Not good at all. Deadbeat Superman dad?
No, there's no kid.
Okay, good.
And Lois Lane has no idea who Clark Kent or Clark Kent and Superman are the same person. Has no idea.
Oh, okay. Huh. I don't know. It's interesting. This whole relaunch of the DC universe, but in a different way.
Like they're not telling origin stories, which is
and they're different. They're it's not necessarily the same stories too. Yes, like you said, but Batman is his dad.
Well, no, that was in Flashpoint.
Oh, okay.
Now it's, you know, Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
And, you know, Dick Grayson's Nightwing. Tim Drake is the Red Robin. And then, I forget, Batman. Bruce's son is Robin.
I never knew Bruce had a son.
Apparently. I don't know who the mother is. Maybe Catwoman? I don't know.
I don't know. Could be a variety of people.
Vicky Vale, I don't know. No, she didn't seem to know really who really know Bruce that well.
So what else?
Spider-Man, the part 4 of Spider Island. And I gotta explain the cover. I've already explained it before, but I've got to explain it again. It has J. Jonah Jameson shooting spider webs. And what's happening is people who got spider powers are now turning into spiders. Like, you know, not just, you know, like Man Spider was, but just full on spiders.
Like tiny spiders or
no, giant spiders.
Okay. Because when you said turning into spiders, I thought Man Spider. You know, the
I know that's
Peter. Yeah.
Figured I had to stop that right there.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
But it was kind of funny because I don't know, the Spider Queen is like controlling the spiders. I don't know really who she is, but
Madam Web?
No, it's not Madam Web. It's someone else because Madam Web does appear.
Oh, really?
And it's a different Madam Web too. Like she has a name. Really? Like, you know, like Madam Web died apparently, and then somebody else became Madam Web.
Is it an old person still?
Or? No, she's a redhead. Oh, nice. It's not Mary Jane.
I kind of figured that.
Okay. But yeah. Anyway, like the spiders attack J. Jonah Jameson. Spider-Man comes in to help. And of course, that pisses JJ off. So he gets out and starts fighting alongside Spider-Man. And Spider-Man gets all excited. He goes, "Ooh, I can go back and get a spare costume and cut out the hole for your mustache."
Okay.
that wasn't funny to you at all? I thought that was hilarious to me.
Your delivery was poor.
I thought it was perfect.
Well, I did not laugh.
And he calls. Oh, I'm actually looking for the page. Oh, he also calls him his new sidekick, the Spectacular Spidey Stash.
That's clever.
I liked it. And next issue, it shows Mary Jane in her underwear sticking against the wall. So Mary Jane's going to get spider powers.
In her underwear.
In her underwear.
That's almost a reason to pick it up in itself. No.
Well, she's been running around in a skirt. So, kind of, yeah, that skirt's going to come off. So.
Yeah. So, what else? Anything else?
I watched a show, an anime on Netflix.
Ooh. What's the name of it?
The name of it is High School of the Dead.
Oh, I think I saw that. Did I put it on my queue? I might have. Google it.
Careful when you Google it. I'll just say that.
Well, I'm not Googling it. I'm looking at it looking up on Netflix. But Googling it is the term. You know, is the term.
Okay, I'm going to tell the listeners: careful when you Google the show. If you ever watch this show, if you ever watch this show, don't have kids around. I'm not saying that it's hentai, but it's damn close.
Oh, I'm not into that shit.
Like that, I felt very uncomfortable at times watching this. It's only 12 episodes, about 25 minutes each. It's good, and it leaves you like it doesn't end well. It ends on a cliffhanger.
Question.
Yes.
Did your mom happen to walk in your room?
No. No, I.
Or did you have the door locked?
No, I didn't do that either. I just I glanced over, and there's needless upskirt shots. I'm like, what, really? Oh.
That'd be some awkward shit, though.
I was very uncomfortable.
It's like, no, I just thought it was regular Japanese anime, and then they'd still look at you like you were weird.
Trying to
explain yourself, that you were just watching regular Japanese anime doesn't really help much.
No, it does. There's a nurse. She's blonde and extremely well endowed, and every time she walks, you get a bouncing sound.
But I did add this. I just haven't watched it because I saw zombies and I saw of the dead and thought zombies anime. It's got to be good.
And then you saw the box art and was intrigued.
I didn't think it'd be like hentai or anything like that. I just thought. But speaking of zombies, The Walking Dead is now on Instant Watch.
Is it?
Yes.
I should finish that.
You should. If you haven't already, then I'm wow.
Well, wow. I have all the episodes. I just haven't watched them.
Okay, that's a little better.
Like I made it to episode 3, so I made it about halfway.
Oh my god, Tron Legacy is on Instant Watch.
Is it? Wow.
That's kind of soon. I really liked that. I really liked it.
That's kind of yeah.
It wasn't that bad. But what else?
Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else happened. Battlefield 3. We can go and get into
how
that.
How was that?
It's a beta.
True, but listen, it's coming out this month.
I know that's
so. It's a little too close to be a beta where they can fix all kinds of mistakes.
The beta is actually old. Actually, like about 3 weeks old. Like that, okay. That's not even the build that they have right now. Which it's gold right now.
I would hope so. Yeah.
Because when it came out, it wasn't gold yet, it was still being developed.
Huh.
Yeah, that the beta does kind of scare me.
I played a match of it.
Even though it is a beta, it's still broken.
Yeah,
it's still got some major flaws.
I played a match and I couldn't really play anymore because it like you said, it was broken. It just didn't seem fun.
There are parts when all of a sudden you clip through the ground and just kind of go underneath. It doesn't do a very well job of telling you, hey, somebody got a headshot on you and that's why you instantly died. And
so are you worried about the final game?
I am very worried.
I know some people have canceled their pre-orders.
I'm not going to, because a lot of those people, especially on the Battlefield forums, which I did read and got very mad at them, were saying, oh, this game is broken. Well, one, it's not a game. Two, it's not even a demo. It's a beta.
Well, normally, quote, betas around, a month before the game launches or a couple weeks before are basically just demos.
Because
you really can't do much. And they never said straight up front that, this is an older version. They said that after the fact.
They did. They said that this is an older version.
Yeah, after the fact.
The day it came out.
But, I don't know. I just wasn't a huge fan of it. I only played one match, so I wasn't planning on getting it. I just thought maybe, I'll play it. If it shocks me, then, hey, there's a new game for me to play. If not, no harm, no foul. But, didn't really do much to
change. I'm scared, but I'm still a little looking forward to it. I made it to level 13 in the beta, and it's still got like another week. I unlocked some stuff, and it's cool. Like there's a flashlight attachment you can add to your gun that basically blinds the other person and basically teammates if you're mean, but like they can't really determine exactly where you are. They just see a big bright light, and it's saved my ass a bunch of times.
Hmm. Interesting.
But yeah, I'm definitely scared. I'm scared.
Oh my god. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, let's see. I watched anime too.
Oh, what'd you watch?
No hentai. I finished.
I don't watch hentai either.
I didn't say you did. I just said it wasn't hentai what I watched.
Okay.
Don't be so defensive if you don't watch it. I mean, why are you being so defensive if you...
Maybe I do, and I just don't want to admit it.
Maybe, but I finished... I was talking to a coworker. We were talking about... He made the Full Metal, you know, alchemy hand thing, you know.
Oh, the clap?
Motion. The clap motion, yeah. And he was like, tell me you know what that's from. And I'm like, yeah, of course I do. Full Metal Alchemist. I love that show. And I was like, I'm really liking Brotherhood better. And I'm just waiting for the rest of the... Because I'm waiting for the last few episodes to be on English dubbed. And then I got
watch
home.
Them on Japanese dubbed. I'm a hardcore. No. But, you know, I did. I finished in Japanese.
Yeah, well, I watched most of them in English dub, and I figured, you know, I don't want to have to confuse myself because I don't like reading during a program.
I don't either. I really don't.
But, and you know, I went and Googled it, and it's been out since August, like the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the last, you know, volume was out, and I did not know, because last time I looked, the you know, second to last volume had just released, so I don't know, but I finished that up, and I liked it a lot better than the original Full Metal Alchemist. It ended a lot better, a lot,
yes,
I guess, happier.
Okay, I did watch something else that I forgot. I watched the Full Metal Alchemist movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Is it any good?
It takes place after, like, maybe 6 months or something after Full Metal Alchemist.
So, like, Edward is still in our actual universe?
Yeah, on Earth, yes.
Yeah, on Earth.
In the 1940s, Germany.
Huh. I'll have to watch that. But, so was it good?
It was good. I liked it.
Well, that's good to hear. I'll watch it. But, yeah, Brotherhood ended a lot better. I really enjoyed Brotherhood ending. It was a lot more happier, and that's what my coworker said. He was like, you'll like this ending a lot better.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did. And I loved how Edward talked about the equivalent exchange to Winry when he...
Oh yes.
I thought that was just clever. That was just hilarious the way he said it. But that was the anime I watched. There's some other anime I'm trying to find to watch. Oh, yeah. I haven't gone to a video store or anything, so I haven't been able to buy, like, the Trigun, whatever.
I watched that.
It's not on any of the video on demand services, so.
I did watch that too. Yes. I forget. Shush. Yes, I watched that. It was good.
It really was.
I don't know when in the series it takes place.
Does it take place in the series, or is it like a
it does.
Different timeline?
It does, because...
Like
because
a different universe?
Nope, because Wolfworld's alive.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes there are movies that are the same of a TV, of an anime that are like kind of in a different universe. Like,
well, I mean, it doesn't explain, like, you have to be a fan of the show to watch, to be able to understand, like, who Vash the Stampede is, who Millie and Meryl are, who Wolfwood is. Like, it doesn't explain any of those people, but they're all in it.
Okay.
And they all just know each other already. It doesn't, you know, like, they're not introducing each other. They just know each other.
Okay. Man, I gotta get that. I really want to watch that. I really wish it was on video on demand so I could watch it, like, after this.
It does introduce a character that I wish was in the actual series, but, you know.
Yeah, I gotta say, I've gotten kind of dependent on video on demand, whether it's Amazon or Zune, or because I mean, I come home from work, I just either Amazon where I hook my computer up to the TV, or Xbox for Zune, and I just press a few buttons and bam, $2, you know, $2 is gone, and I get to watch the episode.
Yeah.
Instantly. Oh, it's so dependent, and I'm so mad that the Trigun isn't on there, but because that means I have to buy it for like $20.
I did.
Versus, yeah, but I'm buying a lot of other things this month, so.
You are. I bought an apartment. Obviously not bought, but signed to, you know, put a down payment on an apartment.
Well, I just got done paying rent for last month, and now I have to pay rent for this month in a week or in a couple weeks, so. Yeah. Don't, you know, I'm in the same boat. Don't worry.
Yes, but you got somebody to help out with the rent.
That's true. But it's still kind of pricey. Anyways, what else? Doctor Who. Well, not right after for me, the next day, because something happened after I was watching Doctor Who. But Merlin came back on.
Oh, it did.
It did. I didn't know until Cookie said something on Twitter, and I was like, wait, Merlin? A new Merlin?
I think I'm a season behind.
Then that's a good thing, because season 3 is now on Instant Watch.
Oh, great. Then yes, I am a season behind. I can catch up on season 3.
And I'll share the first episode of season 4 with you whenever you get caught up.
How kind.
And you should have Dexter to watch soon.
Yes.
Yes. I watched Dexter. Dexter was really interesting. Very interesting. I'm not sure where it's going to go, honestly. There's some interesting, like, I guess, villains or protagonists or... See, I don't know. How do you say villains when the main character is, like, a killer himself?
An antagonist.
Yeah, I guess so. Antagonist. But, yeah, so that, what else? Doctor Who, I said that already. Breaking Bad, second to last, one of the season, was amazing. What else?
One of these days I will catch up.
Yeah, you should, because Henry's starting to watch it, so you don't want to be the only one. Pressure.
I've seen season one, so
yeah.
I think I'm ahead for right now.
I don't know. Henry may be on season 2 or 3 by now. I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him or any of us. I mean, the way we consume media, but
true.
But what else? There's something else. I don't know. House just started. I have that ready to watch.
I missed that episode because it was on right before Terra Nova, and I missed Terra Nova as well.
Oh, I haven't seen the first episode. I need to. I have it. I just haven't watched it. Which, you know, the first episode is, what, 2 hours?
2 hours, yeah.
Well, I guess minus commercials, so pretty close, though.
Hour and a half.
It's still only $2 on... it's still priced the same as a regular, you know, episode on video on demand, so that's kind of like Score.
Yeah.
I watched Paul.
How was that? I've heard it's very good.
Not Paul as in the guy who created our logo, formerly known as iFester, but the movie. Yes. Paul with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Yeah. It was really good. I really liked it. I honestly didn't know Seth... I'm blanking.
Seth Green?
God. Who's the dude in Knocked? Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. I didn't know he was the voice of Paul, of the alien. So that was definitely interesting, and it was a good movie. And there was actually a twist at the end. There was a big twist.
Yeah, it's on my Netflix queue.
It wasn't as crazy and horrible as M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, but there was a big twist.
What's a twist?
But let's see. And I played Gears. I finally got past the first act.
hopefully soon, Gamefly will send Gears of War to me.
Yeah, hopefully.
I said this on Twitter today. After this year, I'm saying goodbye to Gamefly.
And then you'll see next year's list of games. And
no, I'm tired of paying $20 to not have a game for them not to send me a game.
Well, hopefully before that happens, Netflix or Quixter will have their thingy.
I hope so.
Because they have centers like everywhere.
I know. That's what I want, was what Netflix, what Gamefly should have, but doesn't.
But anyways, did you see the link I sent you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm debating whether I want the shirt or not. But I don't
know. If it's the shirt that I saw today.
Yeah.
It totally is. Yeah, I saw the shirt today. Like, I want that shirt.
I do. Because you get the shirt and then you buy a fez and you're good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I actually have a real bow tie, so.
Oh, nice. See, I didn't know you can make bow ties out of regular ties. Like, you could tie it like.
Oh, really?
Because that's what he did in Doctor Who or in the.
Did he?
Don't you remember? She gave him the clothes like the. Well, maybe this was an inconsistency or a problem, a loophole or a problem.
I don't know.
Pothole or whatever. But Amy gave the doctor his suit and around the neck of the tie was a regular tie. And I'm like, wait, is he going to make a comment about it not being a bow tie? And then bow tie. You know, they showed him with the suit and the bow tie, and I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. So I honestly don't know now. Well, I'm confused.
I always thought it was kind of special, like a special thing. Because I've definitely seen an untied bow tie.
But no, if you go back and watch it, it was a regular tie that she gave him, and it looked like a regular tie. And well, I noticed that right away. I thought he was going to make some comment about, hey, what about my bow tie or something like that.
I'm going to have to look this up while we talk.
Do that, because if that is a plot hole, then I'm sending it into the TARDIS blend, because that's the first thing I can contribute, because everything else, you know, I don't know.
How to make a bow tie out of a necktie.
So you can do it, okay.
Apparently.
I did not know that. Huh. I just thought bow ties were just, you know, I don't know, special.
I did too. That's interesting.
But yeah, I pay attention to my TV shows.
I just turn off my brain.
Yeah. But that was about it, basically. Trying to think of anything else. No, I listen to a few podcasts. That's basically it. So yeah, I guess. What do you want to talk about now?
There's so many to talk about. Gosh, I don't know. There's so many, you know, TV shows from, you know, when I was a kid that just run around through my head that I want to talk about.
Well, you played before we started, well, we were recording actually, technically, but
yes.
Before we started the theme song, for our theme song, you were playing other theme songs, and...
Yes, and...
I remember the Carmen Sandiego song being a little different. Maybe there were more than one show?
I don't know.
More than one theme song?
Get off my keyboard.
I don't know. That I remember it being a bit different, and I'm not going to sing it because I don't sing, but...
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, that's it. Actually, I'm pretty sure there was like a whoa, Carmen Sandiego or something like that. There's a whoa somewhere.
This might be it. One, two, three. This one?
I don't know.
Yes.
Through the magic of internet. Well, she sneaks about the world. Mermaid. Yeah, to Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter. Bumbling down to Belize. Mermaid. Take you for a ride. Mermaid. Know about to China. Tell me where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. There's all in South Korea. Maybe not in Caprio. Okay, so apparently there's two different shows, Carmen Sandiego. This one, which is the game show that we remember, but apparently there was also a cartoon. Well, I thought this was...
This is like a this is a 3-minute song. I'm not gonna play that whole thing.
Okay, but that's a lot catchier than the other one.
Yes.
That's how I had it, you know, and stuck in my head. Like, and it'll just be randomly, I'll just start singing that. Like, I don't know why. It's just a catchy song, but So you said that's a game show, TV show?
Yeah, you never saw the game show with kids?
I guess that is the one I saw, since I remember that theme song, but I thought that had animation in it.
No, I know it doesn't. The game show was like it was almost Jeopardy like.
Huh. Maybe I saw both and I'm just mixing them together in my head. Because like I told you before we started the show officially, I saw Carmen Sandiego, the end of episode.
Was it a rerun or was it new?
Oh, I'm sure it was a rerun.
Okay, but that's awesome, though.
Yeah, the fact that it's still syndication. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was saying before, like, I had, like, the games, like, Where in the World Was Carmen Sandiego, and you had, like... The
PC game?
Yeah, it was, like, a point and click.
Yeah.
And I also had Where in America Is Carmen Sandiego.
I never had that, but the school had that, and sometimes we would be able to play it whenever... Sometimes, if we were lucky, we were able to play it, but most of the time, we had to play the Oregon Trail.
Ooh.
Or some math, like, weird math alien...
Math Blaster! Game.
Yeah.
I had that game, too!
Wow. So you had all the games that I had to play in school. You just had them for fun.
Yes! I enjoyed them. Oh, there was another game. It was almost like Math Blaster. I totally forget the name of it. But it was like, you're this little guy in a trench coat and a hat. That's all you see.
Oh, I remember
that. And he walks around to like a mansion or something. And every time you come across an enemy, like you had to do like a math problem or like a science problem.
I remember that. Man.
Dude, I played educational games for fun.
I'm sure if we looked at those games now, it would be like, oh my god, we used to like this stuff.
I want to play those games now.
I'm sure the graphics are just horrible, though.
I don't know what the name of the game was. I really don't.
But, yeah, Carmen Sandiego was a good show.
Uh-huh.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I remember both the... Wow, they got a Math Blaster on the DS.
Yeah, there's a new Math Blaster that came out. And I'm like, I remember playing that game when I was a kid. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but... Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm starting to remember the differences between the shows, but I think my channel had one of them was on before the other, or something like that. Something weird like that. But yeah, what else?
What's no, Where in the World Is Carmen Sandiego, and Where on Earth Is Carmen Sandiego? Two different shows.
No, I didn't say they weren't two different shows. I just said I'm thinking maybe my channel had them on back to back.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what they were. The cartoon was Where on Earth, and then the game show was Where in the World.
Okay. Well, Where in the World is a lot more catchier, the theme song.
Yes.
As our listeners got to hear through the magic of your computer.
Well, I can play on Where on Earth.
No.
Where on Earth Is Carmen Sandiego?
You don't hear this? It doesn't play that well.
No, not at all.
Okay, that's it.
No. But,
Oh, what's right here, you know, on YouTube, right in the related. See if this plays right.
Our world is in peril. Gaia, the spirit of the Earth, can no longer stand the terrible destruction plaguing our planet. She sends five magic rings to five special young people. Watch from Africa, the power of Earth. From North America, Leland, with the power of fire. From the Soviet Union, Minka, with the power of wind. From Asia, Yi, with the power of water. And from South America, Mati, with the power of heart. When the five powers combine, they summon Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet.
Come on now, heart's not a real power. He got gypped.
That he did.
And, you know, there'd be the couple episodes where they would, like, you know, he was the only one who could save the day.
Yes.
So that was just like, really? Really? I don't know. But yeah, I remember that. I used to watch that a lot too. Also, I finally figured out a show that I remembered and I thought I was going crazy at some moments, and you thought too, but
I thought you had a fever dream you're remembering, because I remember a couple of my fever dreams.
And it was Road Rovers, which was on like the Kids WB alongside with like Pinky and the Brain and the Animaniacs and stuff like that. But I think it also played on Cartoon Network, if I'm not mistaken.
Here's something weird. Whenever I drive my dad's car, he has an XM satellite radio, and I turn on one of the comedy state stations. No. I'm thinking as in, no. Whenever I play Pandora on my phone, and I have a comedy state station on there, it plays Pinky and the Brain, like the theme song for Pinky and the Brain.
That's weird.
It is weird. I'm like, why is this on comedy? I'm not gonna argue it, but it plays like all the time too.
Yeah, but Road Rovers was... It sounds so weird and bizarre. And I told Stuart, this is too weird for me to have made up. I mean, I could not have made this up myself. But it's like the world leaders, their dogs are like actual superheroes and can like talk and train. And basically, they fool their owners. And when they're not looking, they can talk and ride a motorcycle and wear muscle suits or whatever, and
walk on two legs
and fight and all kinds of stuff.
Ice beams out of their eyes.
And there's one who wore had a muzzle and was in a straitjacket, and they wheeled him around every now and then, or he would bounce around. It was very, very weird.
I remember the show now.
But the theme song was catchy, I think.
You want me to play it?
Sure, why not? This is a different episode, and we're going to lose all 30 something. Barking, scratching, frisky, catching,
presidential pet.
That's us!
Changing to the canines who drive souped up cars and jets.
Coming through!
Coconut and toilet sits and soaring through the sky.
I like it!
Making drooling with the view, and who says dogs can't fly?
Not me!
Feeding, crashing, feeling, dashing, vehicles and full.
It's
still cool.
Hunter.
Cool.
Calling clubs from London town. Watcher the attack. Headshots from Siberia with super shows of night.
That's me.
With shoes on top period. His boss worst man is fine.
I'm Burbage.
Shine is strong from head to toe. A power through and through.
Well.
Muzzle stack is gonna blow. He's sure to screw a two. They fight for right both day and night.
Let's roll!
Now it's time to hit the road!
Now, honestly, the name does not, it just doesn't click, you know, the, no, I remember it that, it doesn't, yeah. It doesn't, but
you
seeing
actually,
it.
You actually have to see it.
Yeah, seeing
oh,
it
yes,
does.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
And, you know, you could definitely tell by that, it was by probably the creators of Animaniacs or some of the people who worked on it, because it sounded like it had that same.
Yeah, got that kind of bounce to it.
Yeah. Which I guess we could talk about the Animaniacs.
Yes. It's time for Animaniacs. And we're zany to the max. I still remember the song.
Oh, I love that song, and I love the songs where we learn stuff.
The states and the countries.
Presidents.
And the presidents.
And the presidents, yes. Which we're not going to play all of those songs. Where are we?
Hmm.
No, we're not. No, no.
At least one.
We don't want to. Oh, well, I guess maybe one. You can pick, since you're in charge.
If I can spell Animaniacs, which I can't.
But let us know how you like this show, people, because this, it's too crazy, I think.
Let's see, this one.
But if you like it, we'll continue.
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now have one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq, and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait, and Bahrain, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Portugal, France, England, Denmark, and Spain.
I wonder how many of these countries have changed their names.
India, Pakistan, right. Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, sure Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone, Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algeria, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Castlevania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
I'm pretty sure Hong Kong is not a nation.
Wasn't Hong Kong back then its own?
Well, okay. Maybe it was part of Britain.
It was part of Britain, I think. And then in 2000, was it 2000 or? I don't know. Let me look that up. I want to say it wasn't that long ago.
Okay. Yeah.
It was part of, yeah. Did you look it up or?
No.
Okay, I'm looking it up, but talk about some other show. Talk about Animaniacs.
Scrolling through, those are all Animaniac songs. I'm just going through, like, you know, the related searches to come up with a show. Oh, there's one. No, I don't want to play that.
I think it says 97, maybe? No. Somewhere it's saying something about transfer from the United States to, yeah, so 156 years of British colonial rule. Hong Kong became China's first special administrative region. There we go. Okay. So we do know some stuff. we do know some history and facts, and we're edumacated, basically. That's
right. So. Do you remember Mighty Max?
Mighty Max. Let me look. I don't know. Maybe.
Really? I don't remember the show that much, but I remember the toys.
Oh, I remember the toys. Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
It was... You know, for girls, you had Polly Pocket. You know, it'd be little dolls that easy to lose and easy to eat.
Yeah,
and
for
the boys, you had Mighty Max,
where it's basically like a compact makeup thingy looking thing that popped open, and
it was a playset. Yes,
yeah, I don't ever remember a show. Honestly,
there
I
was
remember
a show.
The toys.
Yeah, I remember the toys, but you know, I vaguely remember that it was also a show.
I'm looking at, and it just doesn't look familiar, like the, I guess, steel images, but the toys, I remember the toys.
Yeah. Oh, God, just looking at all these names, like, I was just like, just take me back. Like, Bobby's World. That was where, what's his name, basically got his start.
Oh, I remember, I don't know who.
The guy
what's
who,
his name?
Who does, Deal or No Deal. That's basically where he got his start, was on Bobby's World.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, he played the dad, and he was also actually in it. Like, you know, he was in it in real life, and then Bobby would come in, and he would interact with the cartoon.
Yeah, you know, with these, like, the songs you play, you're going to need to send me image, you're going to need to send me the URLs to put in the show notes.
Yes, I realize that.
So, but yeah, I remember Bobby's World. It was interesting.
See, what else? Another one. Mighty Ducks. Do you remember the cartoon Mighty Ducks?
Oh, they were actually ducks.
They were actually ducks.
Yeah, and they were like superheroes where they fought, like, right?
Yeah, well, yes. And they were also hockey players as well. And their base was under the ice.
Yeah, but it was like Disney, like...
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. It was crazy. Like, there was aliens, I think, or people from different dimensions, and it went all over the place.
Here's a theme song that I've never, ever gotten out of my head.
I'm afraid. I've never gotten out of my head either. There's just so many I'm looking at right now. I don't want to talk about. We're going to have to do a part two of this, even though it's probably not that great, but it, you know.
We're having fun, and that's what counts.
We're having fun, and I'm sure lots of people are listening to the theme songs and thinking, curse you, but I sent you a link to one.
Yes, what is this?
You may want to click it and play.
Oh, yes. Yes. The shadows, darkening of the night. Somewhere, some villain schemes, but his number is up. I remember the theme song. I don't remember the theme song because I don't think it really stuck in my head that well.
Oh, this is so catchy. I've always said this. When you're in trouble, you better call DW or something like that. Yeah. I love that.
Here's one.
But if it's what I'm thinking of.
It probably is.
No, but
no.
Also. I've got another one for you after this.
This show has basically become the Remember That Theme Song?
You know, Zabari's got his show where he plays music. Why can't we do something like that? But honest to God, I have that as a ringtone.
Do you really? That's awesome.
Yes, and I have this as a ringtone too.
Well, there's like not really like anything we can really talk about the shows, but it's more like, oh, just kind of like take me back. Like, yes.
I've already got the name for this show.
Do you?
Name yes. That geek tune. Life is like a I've got this as a ringtone. Duck bird, race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo. Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo. Tales of Gavin, who's that, and DuckTales. Danger, what's behind you? There's a stranger out to find you. But the dude just scrabble to some DuckTales. Woo! Every day that I'm in making DuckTales. Woo! Tales of daring, new bad and good DuckTales. Woo! Not phony tales or counting tales. No DuckTales. Woo!
Yes.
But yeah, I maybe we should save some for part two, if people like it.
Part two.
Yeah, part two. But, I mean, just some of these shows, just they weren't exactly the most, you know, I guess.
They weren't the best shows, but we enjoyed them as kids.
They were entertaining, and you know, I'm sure Inspector Gadget, I don't know, that might not hold up, but you know, DuckTales and Darkwing Duck, and you know, Animaniacs, those shows will hold up. I'm guarantee you they will.
Well, and DuckTales kind of it falls in the vein of this one that I remember as well. Now that show kind of confuses me.
It was confusing because wasn't it a spinoff of Jungle Book?
Yes, because you know it got Blue, Shere Khan, King.
But Louis. It was like they were all there. It was like they were civilized and exactly. They were the people in the world and
exactly.
All, it was just it just didn't make sense, but yet it did make sense. It was just one of those bizarre shows that just worked.
Like
it worked.
When you're a kid, you're like, "Oh, Baloo, he's in a show! Yay!"
Well, I don't know about. I wasn't that young, or I was maybe. I don't know. Maybe you were a little special back then. I don't know.
My mommy said I was.
Well, actually, back then. What am I talking about? No, but. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many we could go on, and I think maybe we should just save others and really try to like dive deep down and talk about, because there's others I see, you know, on the related ones that
mm-hmm.
I'd love to actually just talk about, like just geek out about. I mean, DuckTales, you know, or Tailspin didn't really have too much of a story. It was more of a like episode to episode, you know, each episode was individual thing.
Well, I don't think any of these shows ever had, like, a continuous story.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Except for, you know, like, you know, maybe Mighty Ducks did, or, you know, what I was talking about before the show, Street Sharks. That probably had a continuous story.
I think Darkwing Duck did, too. May have had a couple, like, two-parters.
To be honest, I don't remember a whole lot of Darkwing Duck, other than just him. I remember seeing him. That's all I got.
It's so good. He had really good villains. He really did. Like, as good as Batman has, he had some really good villains. Man, I wish these were on Instant Watch. Disney needs to release their own, like, Instant Watch TV series service, whatever. I'll pay $10 a month easily. Because Disney has so many good shows, but...
Oh, no way. Remember Bonkers?
Yeah, I remember Bonkers. That was pretty crazy.
It was Bonkers.
Yeah, of course you went there. But
that was easy.
Yeah, I can't even remember when we started the actual show.
I don't know
how long this has been. But I've enjoyed it.
We've been having fun. And whether this really comes across as a good podcast or not, we'll see.
I think... I don't know. Will the levelator like mess things up or?
Shouldn't.
Okay, because I don't know how it would do with like music and then just regular talking.
Well, what it should do is bring down the level of the music so you can hear us too. That's what it should do.
I'm thinking that, but yeah, I don't know. I really think next time we need to have like lists of things we beforehand so we can know what to talk about instead of just be, oh, this is awesome. Oh, look at this. Oh,
well, you know what? our listeners are going, oh yeah, as well. Like, oh, I remember that too. Like exactly the same way we were.
Yeah, but there are some that I would really like to talk about. Like one I'm looking at related link to DuckTales on the side is the Gargoyles.
Yes, I do want to talk about the Gargoyles.
Because if you really look, if you look at like the wiki, there was like a huge cult following for that.
Yeah,
like
there was.
They had conventions even after the series was done with.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you go to the wiki of like, Gargoyle.
I remember towards the end, it got weird.
It did, but I don't know. I liked it. It was.
Yes, it's definitely a show that I think still kind of holds up. And I remember even back then when I was little going, hey, that's the voice of Riker. I hear Riker.
Wow, the show currently airs on Disney XD. I don't know what Disney XD, maybe that's a new channel.
Yeah, we have it.
Toon Disney or
kind of, yeah, that's what Toon Disney became. Yes.
Okay. Man, a lot of these shows were on Toon Disney. But well, they were syndicates on Toon Disney, but yeah. Man, 70 episodes of Gargoyles.
That's definitely a show that needs to be on Netflix.
Definitely. But yeah, there was like, you know, where is it? Is it on here? Fan community, yeah. The Gar conventions began in 97, and then, yeah. So there was conventions about this, which it was crazy. But yeah, I'm sure Henry watched it, since Henry's a little older than us, and I'm sure he definitely watched it and remembers it, if we remember it.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to talk about this and others. And yeah, Keith David, come on now.
Yes, it did.
So that's awesome in itself, because man, he's just in everything, isn't he?
But he is now. Not so much back then, but now he is.
But yeah, it got kind of weird. It had that whole like Macbeth type, you know, Shakespeare crap stuff.
Yeah,
it was weird. We'll definitely have to maybe get our hands on it and watch them and talk about it.
Absolutely.
Along with some other stuff, because that one definitely had a continuing story. Like,
yes, that did.
That was. I don't think that was really for kids. I think that was more for like kids.
Tweens.
Yeah, tweens or in. But yeah, I don't like the word tween.
I don't either.
It's so disgusting now.
Tweens
happened after us.
It did.
Tweens happened after us.
That's okay, between 10 and 13.
Yeah, but yeah, it just seems like a dirty word because it was used like after our generation, I think. Like I think we something like that. But yeah, there's a lot of shows I like to talk about, like that and the Aladdin series and the Hercules series.
I remember the movie, but not so much the series. I remember there was a series, but I don't remember it.
Oh, they were great. The series, they had the Aladdin and the Hercules series, and they even crossed.
What?
They crossed over. Yes, it was awesome.
Wait, that's not even the same time period. What? Was it?
I don't know. Maybe it was. I
like,
think so.
You know, Hercules is ancient Greece.
Yeah, but Aladdin was Egypt, like, long time ago. So, it could be. Probably was, since they
did cross
over.
That's weird.
And, yeah, and they fought. They fought each other, because I think, like, Hades and someone else, one of the Aladdin,
Jafar?
Like, bad guys. I don't know if it was Jafar or if it was somebody else. I want to say it was somebody else, because there were some... Those TV series
It was the bird.
No, Iago was good.
Iago was good. That's right. I remember that. Iago was good. I remember that.
It was a crate. Yeah, man. Oh, why aren't these on Netflix?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, come on, Disney. Let Netflix use them. They're just sitting there, you know, sitting in your inventory or in a warehouse somewhere or some studio or something. I mean... They'll give you probably a couple, you know, millions or whatnot, just to use them. And they might sell box, you know, they might be able to sell DVDs if there's a big buzz. And you know, I was trying to keep going to cover your little mistake, Stuart, but
my mic fell.
Then I decided to throw you under the bus,
yeah,
so to speak.
Well, like,
I figured that'd be funny.
I think that'd be great for people our age who, you know, did grow up with this stuff, and, you know, or people around our age are the nostalgia type for this kind of stuff. Because when
90s Nick, 90s Disney. Exactly. There we go.
Oh,
that's what we need. We just need a channel that's 90s, like everything 90s. We need like more than one channel of just 90s TV.
Yes.
Like a channel that's a line of channels that are distinctly 90s, like 90s cartoons, 90s sitcoms, 90s. Because a lot of stuff happened in the 90s, a lot of good stuff. I do know that I when I think about the 90s and then I think about the 2000, you know, to 2010, I like the 90s a lot better. I think there's a lot more stuff.
I have more fond memories of stuff in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, there are some good shows and stuff that happened here, but, I mean, it's just not the same when you're a kid.
Right.
So, man, I really want to see how much Gargoyle it is, like, on DVD, or, because that was awesome. Oh, wait, that's not. Hey, it's on Netflix.
Not is it on really?
Not on Instant Watch.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There's that.
It's on disc, I mean, but I don't do disc anymore. Recommended based on your interest in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Huh?
Excellent.
Really? How do you get... I guess so.
Well, people who liked Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood also liked Gargoyles.
Yeah, I guess.
So, people like us.
I guess if you like this show, people, let us know and... we'll try to plan out a much better show.
So we're not just going, oh yeah, oh, the entire time.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Like we did.
Or we'll try to plan out, like, you know, we each pick like maybe two shows each or something, and that way we know what we're going to talk about, and we know what kind of little, you know, we can plan ahead basically. So.
And we shouldn't tell each other what our shows are. And just play the exactly. theme songs and see if we can guess each other's. Oh, yes. That's a game.
Calm
right
down.
Here.
You're getting a little too excited now.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm going to name that geek tune.
All right.
Because there was that TV show, Name That Tune. I think
yes.
it was a TV
yes.
show. Yeah. So I always like to rip things off and put geek in front of it and make it work. Cause
like the 40 Geek Cast, yeah,
definitely. But anyways, I guess time to close it up, maybe, unless we got something else.
No.
Okay, so I guess our, you know, geek question of the week and I recommend and all that fun stuff will be next week. Hopefully, we'll get more responses to that, and
we got three.
Yeah, but hopefully we can get more in another week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but I guess there's many ways you can contact us, you know. All are found on the Android app and the iPhone app, found respectively in their own marketplaces. Android, you know. Oh, real quick, we'll probably talk about this next week. It'll probably be old news by then, just like all of our topics we have now, but who mm-hmm. cares? Yep. There'll be our impressions, but... I said Kindle tablet, and Kindle tablet came out, so, ha. And I'm not going to say, like, some people, you know, some people are saying it as if they were the only ones to say it. I'm not going to say it like that, because I know it was kind of a given, you know, a lot of people made that assumption. So
true.
I'm not going to say I'm the only one who thought of it, like some people are, but.
not going to call anybody out.
But his name is the name. No, but anyways, so great for me and Kindle phone. Maybe we'll see. That was your thing.
Yes.
So hopefully soon you can join me and we can do our victory dance
at PAX.
Yeah. but you know, you can find our app on the Amazon App Store, where you can listen to it on your phone or soon to be the Kindle Fire, if you are getting one. You can buy it at, you know, the Android or Marketplace, iPhone, iOS App Store, under the podcast box app. Just search Geeks FTW and you'll find it. And that's all one word, Geeks FTW. because I talked to a coworker about my podcast because he was listening to some other podcast, and he searched for it, and all that came up was like the Gamer's Garage because we were on that episode.
Yes.
And I was like, no, it's one word, not geeks and then space FTW. It's one word, geeks FTW.
Which, of course, if you found this show, you know that.
Well, technically, it's the Geeks FTW, because Geeks FTW, the domain name, was taken, and I think, yeah, it's taken by somebody, and they want, like, money for it and all kinds of crazy nonsense. But, yeah, so we're the Geeks FTW, the one and only. But,
that's right.
Yeah, but Facebook, you know, I guess, if you're still doing Facebook, I know a lot of people are mad about it because it changed its look and... Maybe
and are stupidly suing over it.
Maybe some terms of service and privacy shit. I don't know. It seems like they're always trying to steal our identities.
Okay, hold on. Getting up on my soapbox. If you hate a service, don't fucking use it. Delete your account.
I hate it, but I have to have it. Because it's the only way I can keep in touch with certain people.
No, like if you hate it enough to sue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's dumb. Don't do that. But, yeah. Any more? Or are you done?
I gotta calm down.
Okay. But yeah, if you're infuriated about this episode because it's that bad, just, you know, as infuriated as Stuart is, you know, let us know. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. You can email us, thegeeksftw@gmail.com. Leave us a voice message, which we did get one.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot about that.
And the voice line is 1-347-GEEK-FTW. That's 1-347-433-5389. And you know, all this info is on the show posts, the individual show posts for every episode, and it's all over our website. So, iTunes reviews, we have no new ones. Last I looked.
Yeah, last I looked too.
And you can also join the show if you want. You can fill out our, what's it called?
It's a form.
But isn't it like some name on Google Docs? What's it called? The Geeks FTW guest application. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a form you got to fill out. It's a nice and lovely. I spent time creating that.
Yes, he did. And I'm going to take the credit. And I I went on tinyurl, typed in the address, and now we have tinyurl.com/guestFTW. So, because I did that, I'm going to take credit for that. I know you did all the hard work, but I made the cool URL from a service that's free and took me like 2 seconds to do.
Well, my service was free too and took me like 5 minutes.
And there's no spot for email, so how would we really contact them besides, I guess, Skype? How do we contact them beforehand?
I will add that in.
Yeah.
Okay, I will add that in, email.
And I will cut this out. No, not really. But
that sounds like work.
Yeah, that does. And this episode would just be too crazy to edit. Like, but yeah. So, Fadios, I'm sorry to say this, but you got to pick a different time. You know, I mean, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard on a Saturday. That's not as much as we like Spider-Man. You know, I know you want to talk about how he is really is a menace. You know, that's 8 o'clock for me, and that's too early for a Saturday. But
yeah, so, totally fill that form out. You know.
Yes, this Saturday definitely can't do it, and the next Saturday after that, I am doing Extra Life, which is my 24-hour gaming marathon for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital, and if you haven't helped out, please do. I beg you.
Donate!
I mean, seriously, if you're afraid to put just a dollar down because you're afraid to look cheap, don't. I'm a cheapskate, too. Don't worry. But if you put a dollar down, and, you know, if all the people who are afraid put a dollar down, that could add up. That could add up.
And whatever the total is, Poetic will match it. And I get silence.
If I was going to edit this, I would add crickets there. But I stopped for a second because I was like, I could add crickets there. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to edit this anyway. So, but that silence will be gone because of the magic I do. cutting the silence, the awkward silences and whatnot out. But yeah, I won't match it, but I'm going to be putting my own money towards it. I definitely will, which, yeah, definitely not matching what's there now, because what's there now is a little more than I have to give. It's at $150, and my goal is $500, because I figured, you know, I know so many people who could just donate $5, but a lot of people have not.
I did. I downloaded more. I donated more.
Yes, five times that much.
That's right.
So good for you. And I mean, if we just had every host of the Open Forum Radio Network donate $1, we'd have like enough to cure cancer. I mean, because that's how many hosts do we have? There's like 20 something podcasts, and there's at least a few hosts for each of those podcasts.
Yeah, but some crossover.
Yeah, that's true, but that's at least like 20 something dollars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's better than nothing. That's definitely better than nothing. So, you know, help out, people. You can go to thegeeksftw.com, click on the banner. That'll take you straight to the account. Click on my tweets that I post a lot of the time. Or you can just go to tinyurl.com/extralifeftw. And, yeah, I am surprised that whenever I get blah, 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 FTW, that it's not taken on tinyurl. I have so many tiny URLs I've taken. It's crazy. I should probably share that with people, because I have those in a Google Docs, because it's just so much easier for me to remember the tiny URLs.
True.
Than have to then search
docs.google.com/document/d/1ib.
Mark tab equals colon hashtag home 06943. Squiggly line. There's no squiggly line.
Yeah, there is. Tilde.
No, I mean in the address.
Oh, okay.
Or like show notes.
We should add what?
tinyurl.com/squiggly line. And it's not the squiggly line. It's the actual letters that spell squiggly line.
and it takes you to a Google Doc filled with tildes.
Exactly. A bunch of tildes that make a giant tilde. Oh. Oh, that, my friend, is a geekgasm. But anyway.
Again, this is what happens when Knox is not here.
Yeah, so blame him, honestly. Because he skipped out twice. And we did have Vic Joe last week, so that was a third older person to kind of, you know.
To keep us down to earth.
Yeah. Because we are 22 and 23, correct? You're still 23?
For about a month now.
So, yeah, you still are. So, we're still rather young, and we're young at heart. We'll always be young at heart.
Absolutely. I can't imagine being older, like acting older. I just can't.
We're going to be creepy old guys.
We are.
We act like we're young, wearing, like, Doctor Who shirts and singing DuckTales and the youth.
Inspector Gadget.
Those live action movies were horrible. Yep. I love them when they came out, but the first one I enjoyed. The second was just, even then I knew it was bad. But yeah, definitely check that out. We should put the guest application somewhere on our main website. That would probably be a good idea. I just thought about that. But if you like our podcast, or if you don't like our podcast, there's different podcasts part of the Open Forum Radio Network, which we are a part of. And Stuart, name all of them. Go.
They are OFR Proper, OFR Sportscast, Prove Your Point, Angry Mailman Podcast, Who Am I Radio, Section Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, which please vote for Nikki to be on the tester. She's starting to lose. She's starting to get down there, so continue to vote every single day. There's WOFR, which includes Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40cast, Knox Broadcast, which includes What Does God Say, The Love and Learning Podcast, Downloadable Brothers, and The Family Cast. There's the From Page to Screen podcasts, which include Media, Lifecast, and Spotlight. There's also Us, The Geeks for the Win, and We Are Geeks.
Question mark. Man, if I was editing this, I could probably, like, maybe speed that up.
You know what? I totally thought about just recording that and the speeding it up and the slowing it back down. Speeding it up, slowing it back down.
Huh. If you want to edit, go ahead. it's fine by me. But, yeah, so question mark on We Are Geeks, because I don't know. We haven't had a show in a while. It doesn't seem like a lot of people are too interested in doing it anymore. It kind of got out of control of the original concept.
Yeah.
Which, the original concept, I thought was unique. Audio articles, basically, stuff that,
yes,
you know, because not everybody likes to read articles. I know I do not. I'd much rather listen to people talk about it on a podcast, because you can, you know, you get used to someone's personality and the way they describe things and discuss things passionately. I enjoy that.
And like with you know, the three of us who do this podcast, you know, as issue for me, it was kind of hard to come up with something new.
Yeah, that's the thing with us. We already do this podcast, which, there's a lot of planning and preparation, and even though it doesn't sound like it, there actually is.
Yeah,
not with this episode.
About a week's worth.
This episode was, you know, just, you know, last minute or last couple seconds. Seriously,
I was about to hit the theme song button, and you say, "Hey, let's just do that podcast." Okay.
Really? Yeah. Sure. Okay.
That's kind of how this podcast spawned.
And maybe we'll include that before the theme song, so y'all can know. So y'all already heard that.
Maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
So y'all have already heard that, so that's in the past, but we're in the future.
But it's going to be posted in the future, so it has, so they haven't heard it yet, and but then they're hearing us now, but then they've already heard it. Oh!
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. But I guess, shout out, this has gone on a lot longer.
Yeah.
Our ramblings.
And it's just us talking out of our ass. But I like to shout out Elf, because she made a Ninth Doctor costume. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Just get through some more episodes of the Tenth Doctor. You're really close.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, just give a bit more time with the Tenth Doctor.
A couple more episodes. Get through them. Don't, like, pause and tweet and pause and tweet, which that's what I imagine she does, because she just tweets so much when she's watching them that...
No, I don't think she pauses. I think she has a laptop in front of her as she watches the show and just types.
But she's missing so much from it, I'm sure. I'm hoping she goes back and watches them, like, again or something, because there's a lot of things you'll probably miss. A lot of subtle things, little things that makes Doctor Who so awesome.
Which I know she already thinks Doctor Who is awesome, so.
Yeah, so if you go back without tweeting, you might think they're even better. But don't go back till you watch some more David Tennant Doctor, because what did we say? That, like, the fourth or fifth episode is when it really gets good, or?
I don't remember.
Something real. It's a couple episodes. The first couple episodes are kind of slow,
yeah.
But it really, like, just, you know, just sucks you in and gets awesome, like, at one certain episode. We did mention that. I can't remember which one, but yeah, so definitely.
Her, I don't know where she gets these costumes that she does, but they're fucking amazing.
Well, she makes stuff.
I know. I mean, she makes these. That's awesome.
Like, you have a hat she made.
Yes, I mean, her Harley Quinn is awesome.
Oh, I love Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn's one of the best characters, like, ever. See, you know, I found out Kevin Smith named his daughter Harley Quinn.
That's cool.
I'm going to do that if I have a daughter.
That's like, you know, Robin Williams naming his daughter Zelda. And they're now both on the commercials for Zelda, which I think is awesome. I think that's cool.
That it is, but I like Harley Quinn. I think that's an I just love that character so much. Zelda, there just wasn't personality, because Zelda was just for the longest time, you know, Zelda wasn't even the main story or the main character. So I don't know. That's my weird ramblings, but yeah. What were we talking about?
Costumes. Shout outs.
Okay. Shout outs. Yeah. But yeah, and definitely shout out to her, because wait, are we on your shout outs? Yeah.
Yes.
Or did we actually start them officially?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I can't remember or not.
See what happens when we don't plan this?
Well, we did plan it, but then we didn't plan not using our plan that we planned.
So this is not planned stuff.
Was the plan right before it started. We're going for broke here. I mean, we can't get any lower. No. I mean, it can only go up from here, literally. So
that's good.
If you like us, keep listening. If not, see you guys. I mean, we're just having fun here.
We are.
I mean, we're paying money monthly. We ought to have some fun. I mean,
exactly.
So.
Oh.
Can only go up. Can only go up to Geek Tower.
That's right. That's the goal.
But shout outs.
Yes, shout outs. Elf, yes, her. Shout out to my new apartment that I'm going to be moving into in a couple weeks. So I might be on a show then. I don't know.
You may not be on a show.
Well,
it may just be me if Henry continues his not showing up. And
well, the day that she has me signed up to move is on a Monday. So.
Ooh. I don't know. That'll be weird.
Yeah.
Better hotspot your phone if you can't get. No.
That's $20.
Really? It costs money for you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's free for me.
That's bullshit.
I don't get charged at all.
It's $20 a month.
And y'all have tiered data, right? Verizon has tiered data.
Well, I had unlimited before, which unlimited equals 5 gigs.
Yeah, I've got 5, and then it slows down. But yeah, I don't get charged at all for doing it. So, ha. And if you rooted your phone, you could do that. You know, could use one of those apps that doesn't tell Verizon that you're doing it.
I've tried, but it.
I don't know.
It's not worth it.
Okay, but any more shoutouts?
Nope, I guess it.
Okay. Shout outs to Elf, because I just gave her $31.
You're getting your hat?
Yes, I am. See, back when I was first supposed to get it, I was supposed to get it before you, actually. Because I'm more important than you. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I see how it is. I'll just take my stuff and move. I'm going to a new podcast.
Well, you technically you are taking your stuff and moving.
True.
But it was like 115 degrees when she contacted me, and I was like, and she said, you know, do you need me to put you down on the list, you know? And I'm like, sure, because it's 115 degrees, and I would probably die wearing a hat like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was cold this weekend, and I actually wore it.
That's awesome. It's still like 80, 90 here.
Really? It's like in the 40s in the mornings.
Yeah, it's still pretty crazy. I mean, let's see, right now it's 73, and tomorrow it's supposed to get up to 87.
Man.
Yeah, and let me look at the 5-day forecast. 87, 88, 84, 82.
And this plays great when you listen to this a year from now.
And Thursday, it's supposed to be windy. It actually says that in big capital letters. Windy. But anyways.
So. I once knew a girl named Windy Beach. That's not a joke.
Oh, okay. But yeah, shout outs to Elf for the hat I'm going to be getting. And I definitely am excited about that, because I was afraid, you know, because this was like months and months ago, and I was like, I haven't heard anything back from her, you know, because, you know, immediately after I said that, I regretted saying that, like immediately, and so, so I'm definitely glad, and I don't even know if she listens to the podcast or not.
We'll find out. I would tell her that we talked in depth about her.
Well, if you listen to this, like, if you do listen without us letting you know so you can listen, let us know. I think I just confused myself. I've done that a lot this episode.
Oh, I think we need to just call it quits. Done. episode, like, whatever this is.
The last episode ever done?
No, as in we need to stop.
I'm sure there are people who think that too, but screw you. We got our own money. We can make podcasts as long as we have jobs.
Exactly.
And, oh, shout outs to Robbie Joe, Forgetful, who, Rasta Killer, he was there for a little bit, and Mick Wilde, J.C. Mick Wilde, or I think, yeah, shout outs, played Gears of War, finally got finished with Act 1 of Gears, so, yeah, I'm on Act 2, and I don't even know how many acts there are. There are probably like six, maybe. Maybe five at least.
Not a clue.
I don't know. God. I've only put like, before yesterday, I had like only 3 hours. And that's like, wow. So, I definitely need to game more. I can't wait till Extra Life. I'll have 24 hours to game.
Who says you need Extra Life to game for 24 hours? I used to do that all the time.
I've never gamed for that long in one sitting. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get too tired. But
I'll tell you what, when you find an MMO that you like, it will happen quite easily.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a few that I'm gonna be trying, like the Star Wars, or not the Star Wars. Yeah, the Star Wars maybe, but the DCUO.
That comes out at the end of the month for free.
It's the end? I thought it was the beginning.
Nope, the end.
Oh, that's a shame. Play for free. Coming soon.
Yeah, that's all it says on our site. But I've read other places it says end.
Yeah, so I don't know. Free will be good enough for me. I don't think I'll be diving too deep into it enough to have to pay. But anyways,
this has been episode 61.
Yes, I guess everyone at Open Forum Radio Network, of course. And I guess that's it for now. Definitely next week, hopefully. Henry, you need to come back. I don't even know if he listens to this when he's not here.
Otherwise, it's more of this.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Just end right now. Just end.
End. No. 61. We'll see you next time, people.
Bye.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.